Hey, a quick warning about impersonation scammers. I was just informed that one of my followers, a family member, I think, was scammed out of one Bitcoin, which is what, $76,000 right now, because some scammer was impersonating me on Telegram using the name health_rangers with an S, plural. Now, of course, my account on Telegram is Real Health Ranger. It's not even Health Ranger because that was already taken. It's Real Health Ranger. And something that you need to be aware of, number one, there are impersonation scammers everywhere that are impersonating everybody, you know, Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones and Candace Owens and everybody in between. So the impersonation scammers are very intense. Secondly, if you think you're talking to me via a chat, it's probably not happening, actually, because I don't chat with many people other than people that I've already interviewed, people I know personally, that we've had voice communication before. And then, you know, then we can chat and we know we can trust each other from that point. But if it's just a text chat and you think it's me, it's probably not. And secondly, I've never asked you to send me, you know, crypto or wire money or deposit crypto into a trading account. I think that's what this current scam was, is that someone was told to deposit crypto into a trading system, and they did, and it wasn't really, I guess it wasn't a trading system, it was a scam. So I will never ask you for crypto money. I will never ask you for wire money. I mean, gosh, the only thing I ask you for is shop with us, healthrangerstore.com. And there, typically, you're using a credit card, so you have all the credit card protections and things like that. Now, unfortunately, this situation is going to get worse because of real-time voice cloning. And I've already had an instance of a malicious actor generating maybe 11 labs or something else using my voice print and publishing stuff that I'd never said. So that's already happened. It's probably going to happen some more to everybody. You know, that's going to become very common. And, you know, one of the scams that targets, especially people on the older side, is a scammer will get their phone number and they will text them images and voice of their son or daughter, let's say. And they'll say, "We kidnapped your daughter, and in order to get the money, or in order to get your daughter back, you have to wire us this money or deposit this crypto or whatever." And it's very convincing because they'll send photos, which turn out to be AI generated photos of the daughter in distress, let's say. But they can also even send a voice message that sounds like the daughter. It's like, you know, "Mommy, please send the money. I don't want him to hurt me anymore," or something, you know, like that. And it sounds like the daughter because it's a voice clone. Voice clone. And by the way, there's really good open source voice cloning technology that you can run locally without any guardrails. I know because I use that to produce the audiobooks for Bright Learn that we give out for free. So we have, well, we're on the way to having 1,000 audiobooks for you at brightlearn.ai. And I'm using an engine for that. In this case, I'm using Supertonic. That's one of the engines I'm using. But there are other engines, lots of them, that do voice cloning. All you need is a 10-second snippet of someone's voice. That's it. 10 seconds, or even less. They can even work off 5 seconds in many cases. And then they can make that person say anything they want, and they do that all the time, okay? So this is the age, because of all these elaborate scams, this is the age when we have to be extremely careful, all of us. We have to be careful of what we believe. If someone says they're a certain person, or if they say they're me, you know, we have to be extremely skeptical of that, obviously. But also, if you get a text from someone claiming to be a family member or a friend, or you get a voicemail or a voice message, You need to be skeptical of that too, especially if they're asking for money, especially. And you know, there's even like mobile phone ID spoofing. So sophisticated scammers can clone your mobile phone number, or they can clone the mobile phone of a family member. And then they can send you that, and you think that you're talking to, or you're getting a text from, you know, your spouse or your daughter or a parent, and it's not. It can be a totally cloned mobile phone. And these are very sophisticated scams that have stolen from people, especially people on the older side. They have stolen, in some cases, their life savings. They have stolen hundreds of thousands, or even in certain cases, millions of dollars from some people. It's atrocious. And the thing is, there's almost nothing that you can do to stop it, because these are actors outside the United States, typically. They're actors from, you know, African countries or wherever, North Korea or wherever. You know, it could be any country in the world. There's no limit on geography. And so even if I went to the FBI, oh, someone's impersonating me, the FBI would say, well, join the list. We get 10,000 complaints a day of someone impersonating someone. I mean, there's literally nothing that you can do to stop it. It's just going to keep happening. And doesn't matter what laws they pass, you know, because again, the scammers are outside the jurisdiction. So they're going to keep doing this no matter what. The most important thing is for you as a consumer to be really, really skeptical, to be mindful, you know, just be on the lookout that, hey, is someone trying to get me to change my password? Like if you get a text and the text says, oh, hey, we're from your bank and, you know, your account's been compromised. You need to change your password. Click here to log in. That's a phishing scam. That's a phishing scam. They're trying to get you to enter your password on a website that looks like your bank, but it's not. It's a classic phishing scam. And I don't know if you know this, but they can even register domain names using Cyrillic characters that look the same as Western characters, but they're not the same in terms of the actual encoding. So for example, the letter A can be depicted in the Western character set, or the letter A can be depicted in a Cyrillic character set. And so if you think you're going to a website that says bankofamerica.com, let's say, the A might be the Cyrillic A, and it's a totally different foreign domain that just looks like Bank of America. So you think you're going there, and then you think you're logging in, and you're entering your password, and then they're like, oh, we got your password. And then they log into the real bank and take all your money and wire it out, and they've stolen everything. So, yeah, exactly. It's crazy levels of sophistication of the scammers right now. It's probably going to get worse with all the AI tools that they can harness now to compromise everybody. So you got to be super mindful. You got to be super careful. And we're living in a very dangerous world right now. And especially with crypto, because you can't reverse that. Especially with wiring money, you can't reverse that. That's why, you know, there's even gold and silver scams out there. And that's why I've said, you know, only use trusted sources. And, you know, I recommend Battalion Metals, metalswithmike.com, because I know I can trust them. But if you don't hear me plugging a gold and silver company here, and you get contacted by a gold company that says that I represent them, that's not true. Same thing with crypto. If I'm not plugging a crypto project here, and I'm not, if somebody contacts you and says, oh, I'm endorsing their crypto project, that's not true. So just be very, very cautious. Be careful. And thank you for listening. You can follow my work at brightvideos.com and naturalnews.com. Take care.
Start your day right with our organic hand-roasted whole bean coffee. Low acid, smooth and bold. Lab-tested and ethically sourced. Taste the difference. Only at healthrangerstore.com.